16th, right?
Yes.
Welcome to the Monclova Township Board of Trustees meeting for March 16th. Please join me in saying the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I hope you all are happy with our adjustments to the meeting room. We added seats based on our fire chief's recommendation for what the room could handle. Good, I saw thumbs up. We also improved the mic situation, so you should be able to hear me better without me using such a big voice. I'm going to cross my fingers on that one. But we thank staff for getting that accomplished, working hard to do it. With that, can we have a roll call?
Sure. Lang?
Yes.
Laux?
Yes.
Herschel's absent.
We have two items to add to this agenda, and one of them I just want to apologize right off because it's a zoning resolution and it didn't make the public copy of the item. So I apologize. It was a vacation overlap thing, but you'll hear about it all tonight. So under new business, I'd like to add zoning resolution will present a possible text amendment. And we also missed an executive session for the purpose of employment of a public employee. So can I have a motion to add those two to this agenda?
I move to add the zoning resolution, text amendment, and the executive session for purpose of employment.
Second.
Seconded by Lang. On the motion, Lang?
Yes.
Laux?
Yes.
I wait for the third. If the sheriff comes, we'd love to hear what he has to say. With that, I'll make a motion to dispense the reading of the minutes. Approve as presented by the fiscal officer for March 2nd, 2026.
Second.
Seconded by Laux. On the motion, Laux?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes. That takes us to old business. Did you want to add something to our discussion from last meeting, Doug? It says Sledding Hill discussion.
The only thing I had is what we had to repair. Those, where they said, the person that wrote in said that they had to remove a handful of rails. Those rails were broke. They're screwed in, so our guys had to unscrew them, but there was, I want to say three that were actually, someone kicked and broke. There's nothing I can do about that. So if people want to break things, they'll be broke. And we'll get them addressed as soon as we can. But.
And we did have administrator respond to all the complaints. I don't know if she wrote back, but the discussion you summarized very well and wrote back. So that takes us to new business. And we have a lot of action items tonight. Harold, we'll just give the ball over to you, and you can take us through all these action items.
First item, we need to approve and sign the contract with Bowers Asphalt and Paving for our 2026 resurfacing project, which is Renwood, Ridget Renwood, and Keystone Drive.
I move to approve the contract with Bowers Asphalt and Paving for the 2026 Monclova Township OPWC resurfacing project.
Second.
Seconded by Laux. On the motion, Lang?
Yes.
Laux?
Yes.
And I need both of these signed. Next item, we received a petition to establish a street lighting district for Stony Creek Plat 5, lots 133 through 181. And we just need to accept the petition and set a public hearing.
I move to accept the petition to establish street lighting district with Stony Creek Plat 5, lots 133 through 130 through 181, and set a public hearing for 5:30 April 20th, 2026. I further move to provide notice by publication at least 2 weeks prior to the date of the hearing.
Second.
Seconded by Lux on the motion. Lux?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
And the next several items, we have six items that we're purchasing that we would like to purchase for the maintenance department. We talked about them at the last meeting when Gavin was doing the appropriations. These are all budgeted items. We've got a Toro Groundmaster mower, a Case track loader, a split rail trailer, a new crew cab pickup truck, and the lighting package for that truck, and a Grasshopper zero turn mower.
Right, all of those were put in your budget, our budget.
We budgeted them last June, appropriated them this year, and now we're just approving them so we can start the process of purchasing them. They're all spread out based on when they're going to come in, so it's just starting the process.
Okay. Go ahead.
I move to approve $163,163.94 for the purchase of a Toro Groundmaster 5910 mower from Century Equipment for their February 11th, 2026 quote.
Second.
Seconded by Lang. On the motion, Lang?
Yes.
Lux?
Yes. I move to approve $105,470.25 for the purchase of a Case TV370B track loader from Southeastern Equipment Company for their March 10th, 2026 quote.
Second.
Seconded by Lang. On the motion, Lux?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
And I move to approve $15,978 for the purchase of a Cronkite 3621 HD split tilt deck trailer from Southeastern Equipment Company for their March 10th, 2026 quote.
Second.
Seconded by Lang. On the motion, Lang?
Yes.
Lang?
Lux.
Oh, seconded.
Did I say yes? Did I do it wrong?
I thought I said okay, seconded
yes.
by Lang.
Okay, sorry, yeah. Yes.
Lux.
Yes.
We're almost right.
Yes.
I move to approve $63,903.96 for the purchase of a Ford F-250 4x4 crew cab pickup truck from Bauman Ford for their March 3rd, 2026 proposal.
Second.
Seconded by Lang. On the motion, Lux?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
Move to approve $4,074.88 for the purchase and installation of a warning light package from Buckeye Emergency for their March 6, 2026 estimate.
Second.
Seconded by Lang. On the motion, Lang?
Yes.
Lux?
Yes. And move to approve $17,889 for the purchase of a Grasshopper 729T6 mower from A.J. Vellner Incorporated for their January 30th, 2026 quote.
Second.
Seconded by Lang. On motion, Lux?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes. Good?
Thank you.
Harold, we're all good?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
That takes us to my little item, and I usually don't bring this up, but I know this audience might be interested. There are so many legislative updates that go nowhere, but House Bill 646 out of the House and the House Technology and Innovation Committee held its third hearing on this legislation. The committee adopted a substitute bill that included an OTA request. That's the Ohio Township Association. To include a township representative on the study commission. The goal of the commission would be to study the effects of data centers in the state of Ohio. The committee reported out the bill. It now awaits a full House vote. The OTA supports this legislation. So I wanted you all to know that. That takes us to Fire Chief Safety Township.
Yes, we have our the request tonight to set the dates for our Safety Township program for the 2026 year. We're planning for the week of June 8th at the Monclova Primary School. And we're shooting for a morning and an afternoon session, 2-hour sessions, with a maximum of 30 students in each session. So goal to get a max of 60 participants this year.
Yeah, and I heard the suggestion was that Monclover residents be charged no rate or a different rate. And I just think it's important that when you offer a class like this, that there's skin in the game, right? So I can see a $25 and a $30 rate or something like that. Did you have this suggestion given to you, and did you have any discussion about it?
I didn't get a chance to have discussion with the Trustee Herschel about it, that he had that. We had been at $30 for 2012 was the last time we had an increase, and we went from $20 to $30 when we went to that. And basically what we're using that for is just to recoup some of the costs on the materials and supplies. Our safety and education fund that gets funded by the board takes care of a lot of that, but we have the salaries for the teachers and the students, and then materials and supplies that we use for our fire prevention program and that. So it's a minimal cost. I'm good with whatever the board decides. If we want to not have a charge for residents, we can certainly do that. But I mean, we have done every single program that we've done has had that minimal charge for both the. typically, we give first priority to our residents to get enrolled in the class, and once if we have some openings from outside people, then we would offer that.
So two rates probably wouldn't work.
Right.
Okay. Debbie, do you have thoughts?
What was the date?
The week of June 8th, it'll be Monday through Thursday with the graduation on Friday.
I'm fine with status quo. Do you want me to make that motion? Okay.
I move to approve the date of the safety township for June 8th, 2026. Is there anything added to it?
Nope.
I'll second.
Seconded by Lang. On the motion, Lang.
Yes.
Alex.
Yes.
Okay, my second item is to announce the retirement of our long-term firefighter, paper call firefighter, Dennis Lugenbuehl. He announced his retirement, intention to retire this year a little bit earlier, at the end of last year. He's put in a total of 48 years of service to the community, appointed back in November 1st of 1977. He served as a firefighter EMT, was promoted to the rank of lieutenant in January 1993, and then in December of 1998 stepped down from his lieutenant role to go back to firefighter, and he's been a firefighter EMT since then.
Well, we thank him for his 48 years of service. Can we talk him into 2 more years?
he tried. He wanted to think about trying to get to that 50, but I think he's ready for it, and I think his family's ready to see him more times now.
I move to accept the retirement of paid per call firefighter EMT Dennis Lugenbuehl, effective February 23rd, 2026.
Second.
Seconded by Lux. On the motion, Lux.
Yes.
Lang.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. The next item I have is part of our FEMA Assistance to Firefighter Grant, the AFG grant that we were awarded for fiscal year 2024. We applied for the purchase of self-contained breathing apparatus, or SCBA equipment, so the equipment that the firefighters use to breathe in the smoke conditions and the fire conditions. We have to put a bid package together. I put one together and had the law director review it, and tonight I'm just asking for approval to go ahead and get it posted for bids to open up. The plan is to have them open up till the end of the month. 4 p.m. on the March 31st will be the closing for the bid, and then we'll hold the bid opening at 1 p.m. on April 1st here.
I move to authorize the fire chief to post the invitation for bid for SCBA equipment and accessories.
Second.
Seconded by Lux. On the motion, Lang.
Yes.
Lux.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Next item is a memorandum of understanding for mobile food vendor inspections. So the food trucks and carts and vendors that are out there, they're required to have inspections done by fire departments as well as by health departments and permitting process for that. The way it's written with the state fire code is that basically every jurisdiction that they go into, they need to do an inspection with, both at an initial inspection and permit, and then once they get set up at their events and that. The Northwest Ohio Fire Prevention Association, which is made up of fire inspectors and departments from all throughout Northwest Ohio, so not just in the Toledo area, but extending down into Findlay, Lima, extending to the east a little bit, and into the west. They've come up with a memorandum of understanding to participate with one inspection for the annual inspection that could be shared amongst all departments or agencies. So kind of sharing that service for them and making it a little more convenient for the vendors to hit a one-stop shop. Or we will still do as each individual jurisdiction inspect them when they come to set up, but it's a less time-consuming inspection. The annual inspection requires their registration information, permitting, as well as getting annual inspections done on their propane systems if they have cooking systems, and the lighting and electrical things. The setup inspection is more so where they're positioned, making sure they're not blocking exits, making sure that they have their extinguishers and their alerting systems. So we're just asking to join this through the MOU so that we will be able to contribute inspections to the shared services as well as gain their inspections that other inspectors do, and then we'll do still our inspection on site with them.
I move to authorize the administrator and fire chief to sign the MOU between Monclova Township and the Northwest Ohio Fire Prevention Association covering fire safety inspections for mobile food vendors.
Second.
Seconded by Lux on motion Lang.
Yes.
Lux.
Yes.
Thank you. And my final one is just a couple items of obsolete inventory to have declared so that we can attempt to sell them. They're ice rescue suits that are not repairable for us. They've been here for at least the 10 years that we replace them after 10 years. And there are a couple that have some minor issues that need to be repaired, but the manufacturers say replace them rather than repair them at 10 years. So we will post them. If not, we will dispose of them.
I move to approve the declaration of the submitted list of township inventory items as obsolete and to be removed from inventory, and further authorize the fire chief to post the items for resale on GovDeals or dispose of them.
Second.
Seconded by Lux on the motion. Lux.
Yes.
Lang.
Yes.
Thank you. That concludes all of my action items.
Thank you. That takes us to a resolution of the Monclova Township Trustees providing for text amendments to the zoning resolution. Based on the many conversations we've had here, we've had four updates that have been discussed at these meetings, and this is the formalization of that process. So we are asking the following proposed amendments to the township zoning resolution are for the public necessity, convenience, general welfare, or good zoning practices, and the zoning administrator shall forward to the Lucas County Planning Commission for its recommendation copies of the following proposed zoning resolution text amendments, and they are specifically detailed on the attachments of this. One is conditions of approval for the Board of Zoning Appeals. Two is auxiliary electrical generators. Three is permitted uses for businesses located in the Toledo, Maumee, Monclova Joint Economic Development Zone. And four is methods of public hearing and or notices by the Zoning Commission. They're simple changes in language. Conditions of approval may include and is not limited to require the following items. The generator is a little bit different. We added some bigger details to that.
Yeah, basically because of noise and smoke and vibration and stuff, we're going to have some regulations for that.
Permitted uses in the JEDs, is about employee opportunities. So the JEDS is we're trying to avoid passive commercial uses. And we added an or to the final public hearing and notices by the Zoning Commission. Any discussion? Then I make a motion to, I like to say the whole thing, sorry. I make a motion to approve the resolution of the Monclova Township trustees providing for text amendments to the zoning resolution number 03162026-01.
Second.
Seconded by Lux on motion Lang.
Yes.
Lux.
Yes.
Thank you.
Great. That takes us to reports. That was a lot of new business, guys. Go ahead, Kevin.
The only thing I have for approval tonight is the my bills, my bill listing for approval.
I have that. It was written out for me because I messed up. I'm going to try to say it. I move to approve the bills as presented by the fiscal officer, totaling $212,920,073.
Second.
Seconded by Lux on motion line.
Yes.
Lux.
Yes.
And then we did just approve appropriations last meeting, but our budget schedule starts. So I'll send out a budget schedule at our next meeting because we have to have the budget approved in July. So we'll start that process here for the next couple months.
I keep you working. That takes us to the administrator's report. I know we got a lot of your work done in new business. Is there anything else to add?
Well, I just have some information items of note. Our 2028 resurfacing project is going to include Black Road, and it was mentioned at the last meeting that Black Road is not entirely Monclova Township, or I guess that was at the county engineer's meeting.
Yes.
So our township engineer reached out to the city of Maumee because they own a portion of Black Road, and they have responded. We will be meeting soon to work out the details to submit
a joint project.
Yes.
That's great news.
So it will be a joint project, and we'll each pay our share, and it should be good. And otherwise, unless there are any questions.
Questions? Okay. Monthly department reports. I have no idea where they are in the start box. Go ahead, Eric.
Okay, thanks. So my report's a little bit shorter than normal because I was on vacation for the last week of it. But
did you have a nice time?
I did. We went to Los Angeles area, so that was fun. Very busy, a lot of traffic, but good weather. So let's see. So for new residences, we had 4. For pools, we had 1. Signs, 1. 1 variance application for a pool. 1 fence, 1 zoning verification letter, and 2 sheds. And the rest of my report is information if you have any questions.
I don't have any questions. Do you have questions? Roads and maintenance.
My report is basically informational, but just to recap, this last week of wind, it's been fun for our guys. They've been out all ends of the township, chasing trees, chasing power lines, blocking roads. They're doing a great job. We have a lot of stuff to clean up, so if residents have branches and limbs, we'll get to them, but it doesn't make sense to chip in the wind because then I make another mess and make the neighbors mad at you or me, so we'll start getting after them tomorrow. U.S. Utilities did us a really big favor. We have, when you have utility poles, Edison's right on it, but when we deal with other companies like Buckeye and Spectrum, they're not quick to jump and get our roads back open. So I met with the U.S. Utilities guys today, and they went out of their way to get Keener Road open for us within hours, and it was closed on Friday. It stayed closed all weekend, and I can't thank them guys enough. They really went out of their way for us, so kudos to them.
Are you saying Toledo Edison?
Toledo Edison's been all over the township. They've been taking care of us like crazy. But when you have like a Buckeye in particular Spectrum, they're hard to get a hold of. So, yeah, you get transferred all the way to, I talked to someone in Missouri today, not real helpful. And if that's not their pole, they don't care that their utility's on as long as their service isn't down. So a pole can be dangling, but your internet's still working, they don't care. So we chase, Matt, our chief's helped us a few times trying to get this worked out.
Look at outside right now.
We're not going to talk about that. So anyhow, U.S. Utilities was working on Montclair Road. I stopped, talked to them. They went, yes, we'll take care of you. So they were super awesome. They got us fixed up and they got a road open for us within a half hour of that conversation. So that's a huge deal. Like, we're building relationships with these places and these companies, and they're taking care of our residents. And I appreciate the work they do.
We all do.
Other than that, like, operational USCI equipped classes, I value our guys' safety. That's why they go to these trend classes yearly. We do fall protection classes. We're meeting and exceeding all the things that we should be doing. And we do that because we appreciate what they do. So mine's a big attaboy to all my guys and gal that we have. Other than that, I got nothing. Thank you for approving all that stuff.
Great. We're going to be more efficient. It was all a good return on investment. Do you have any questions? That takes us to our safety township leader. Otherwise, no one's fired.
So the month of February, the shortened month, but we were a little less busy. So that's always a good thing, because the slow day for us is a good day for everyone else. We had a total of 137 runs in the month of February. We completed our annual ice rescue technician refresher. So they did, staff did some classroom, and then we went out to the quarry and did some practical skills of self-rescue for the rescuers and then victim rescue practices. We did that as a joint training with Maumee's Fire Department. As we share a lot of the river and we share other resources and incidents, we look to do that. Some joint training with mutual aid and auto aid partners throughout the year also helps us as part of our ISO ratings for the township. We had some fire code updates that happened with our inspector went out to the 2025 fire code update, and we have a couple of firefighters going through some advanced incident command training and incident safety officer training. We sent two firefighters to the Cleveland Auto Show. The Cleveland Auto dealers put on a seminar for first responders on electric and hybrid vehicles. So we sent them there to that. They came back and they're developing training to institute in the department based on what they learned there at the seminar. Other than that, it's this month is going pretty busy, and Friday and Sunday we had quite a few calls with the weather and that, but everybody's keeping up on it, and good work with the sheriff's department, the utilities, and the maintenance department helping us out through everything. The rest of the report informational if you have any other questions.
Thank you very much.
Great, thanks. That takes us to public comment. Risa.
Doug, I just want to say a quick thank you. You guys do an awesome job.
Thanks.
And I just want to say, with all the wind and the trees, I just need to extend a thank you for
You've enacted a 12-month moratorium on data centers.
Yes.
That was a prudent first step, I think. But where do we go from here? News sources have reported that you have tapped private citizens to form a citizen committee that would impact future decisions that will affect all of us. But yet you have been reported as saying that you have not sanctioned such a research or advisory group. What are we to believe? How exactly do you have our backs? Do you? We sincerely want and deserve to know. Monclova previously dropped the ball on protecting residents of Crystal Ridge when those residents sought relief from environmental effects of the new rolled alloys facility. Did they get relief? No. Even when rolled alloys wanted to mitigate the problems with Crystal Ridge residents, Monclova did not follow through. Did they deserve that from you? A resounding yes. So how do we trust that you won't drop the ball on future developments that might bring harm to community members and their families? You've chosen a new economic development professional to brand Monclova and let the world know that we are, quote, open for business. But how do we know that the appetizer, as Michael Hampton has said, he is going to dangle in front of business and industry leaders, won't come at our ultimate expense? As community members of whom you serve, we count on you to be more knowledgeable and informed than we are. We expect you to govern with integrity, transparency, and a straight moral compass. Are we asking too much? Are we misguided? We're watching very closely for the answers to those questions, and we'll continue to watch closely. And one last comment, a follow-up, because a couple of you had mentioned at the last meeting that you had indeed talked about the disclosure of spring conversations last year about data centers. I want to remind some of our trustees that our waterside is a 55-plus active lifestyle. That means we also keep our brains active. That means we've got good memories, we take good notes, and we stay on top of things. So when you, Barbara Lang and Gavin Pike and Mike Panuski from Lucas County Engineers came out to Hot Topics, we know and we remember and we documented what was said. So just please know we're continuing to pay attention. We want to make sure balls aren't dropped and that we won't suffer the consequences down the road on decisions that we look to you to govern to make on our best behalf.
Thank you. Jeanette?
Something that I want to play here for you. This is from an October 20th, 2025 interview that WTOL did. I'm going to focus on Debbie Stevens Lepps here. Hope you can all hear this.
One inch.
I haven't heard from a single resident that they are for the data center.
Debbie Stevens-Lopes has lived in Monclova Township her whole life, and she says this new conversation isn't what she nor others want to have. But...
Okay. There's no. Now, there's more. I've got to get to it here.
Your speaker is good.
Thank you. I try. I might hear a little bit. You have a little bit. Over.
Just want to see the residents taken care of. The residents' opinions, the residents' property, the real estate values... Everything.
Yeah. Okay, so with that being said, this is addressed mostly to you, Debbie. After the last meeting, you had stated that you are going to do what's best for Monclova Township. I want to let you know that one of the reasons I voted for you was that interview right there. And a lot of people here believed you to be the person that would stand against these data centers on behalf of us. We believed you to be that person. Waterside gets out and votes, folks, don't we? We get out and we vote. We're a huge part of the vote in this township, and we voted for you. I want to make it clear from our point that what's good for Monclova Township, which is not a corporation, of course, but it is an entity, is not necessarily good for the people who live in Monclova Township. Bringing more money in is good for Monclova Township, the entity. But for the people who elected the three trustees, it could be a detriment. It could definitely be a detriment. What we'd like you to consider is choosing other types of businesses. You know, if there were a property, oh, come on.
No, keep going.
If there were a property in Monclova Township that would not interfere with anyone's homes, because we don't want anyone to suffer from having a data center near them, then we're all for it. Put it there. That's great. We're not against data centers per se. We just don't want them next to our homes. So we want you to, you know, understand that we're not, we just don't want it in our, we don't want to be tormented by these things. And we want to ask you, what do you all think that all over the United States, people are coming out, and if you don't know it, you need to know it. People are coming out everywhere against these things. People who have been subjected to them are suffering. They're making it known. And Debbie, I don't want you to be a disappointment to us, because we need that Debbie that spoke on October 20th, 2025 to be there for us. And, you know, when we're talking about properties, the people who own the property that is in Monclova Township off of Black Road knew, as did we, that land was, you know, zoned agricultural. We had no idea this was coming. None. We knew it was zoned agricultural. And I want to just say that the only people who are going to win in this battle, if you put data centers there, are the landowners and the developers and probably some government entities. But the people who live next to them, we're not going to win. So what is so beneficial in doing the best for the township that it's worth throwing some of us under the bus? Just can't see it, and that's it.
Thank you
for your time.
Thank you. That's it.
Okay.
Would you like to say anything?
Yeah.
And I'm getting reprimanded. I really need to stay within the 2 minutes, so.
Thank you,
and the reason being is if we have a rule we don't follow, then I don't have rules,
yeah.
And we have rules.
I appreciate
and
that.
They're supposed
Thank
to
you.
Be followed.
Yeah. When I say do what's best for the township, the residents are the township.
Right.
We are all residents. We are the township. And I want to do what's best for them. Everything I said,
right.
I still stand by. I will do,
right.
on my part, whatever I can to represent everyone's wishes.
Thank you.
Thank you. The only thing I can add is Crystal Ridge and the developments along that zoning. They abut industrial zoning, and that has been industrial since Monclova Township was formed. It's not. It hasn't changed. That's always been zoned industrial. I don't know what Risa's referring to about mitigating. We worked hard to make sure that project.
I can clarify
was,
if you want.
That's all right. We worked hard to make that project everybody as comfortable as possible. We closed Mudstrayer Road. We put landscape. We did all kinds of things for the residents of Crystal Ridge. And if you want to review how we protect the township, take a look at our land use plan, take a look at our zoning code. You heard that we're adding some small words and some things about a generator. That zoning code is going to continue to get reviewed. We've instructed our zoning administrator to continue to work on this project. It needs to be worked on over the next 12 months. We still do not have an application. We have not signed any non-disclosure forms. We put a resolution out that said we would not, and there was one other point. Was in Risa's first comment. It's not going to come to me, Risa. I'll try to remember and say it next time. We're going to move into executive session.
Can I just ask a quick question about the zoning thing that happened tonight? I'm just trying to understand the process.
It goes to the Planning Commission next, and then the Zoning Commission, and it'll come back here. So it's a resolution to start the process.
Okay, and then do they have public hearings?
Yes, every single one will
resolution.
Have a public hearing. Yep.
Okay, because I thought I heard you say it goes to the counties. That's why it was.
The Planning Commission at the county. That's where it goes. It starts at the county. They have to approve it. Then it comes to our Zoning Commission. They have to approve it. Well, they don't. Really, we're the only people that have to approve it in the end. They could say no, the zoning commission could say no, and we could say yes, and it would pass.
But there are public hearings at each of those steps.
Yes.
So where I'm confused is I thought it started in the township zoning, and then county, and then trustee. So I'm just trying to understand the process.
No, it didn't. It started with our administrator.
Yeah.
So they're passing a resolution tonight just to get the process rolling, and then the planning commission will give staff commentary. Then it goes to the planning commissioners, and then, as Trustee Lang said, then it comes back to our zoning commission and finally to the board of trustees. So this was only to get the ball rolling on those text amendments. Is all.
Okay.
That's all.
Thank you for
You're
the
welcome.
Clarification.
Can you repeat what you were going into executive session?
Yes, I'm going to say I'm absolutely going to make a motion.
Okay. Because
we're going to not adjourn the meeting. We're leaving the general session and moving to executive session to discuss the employment of a public employee.
Second.
Second.
Was somebody announced on the Monclova website that he was hired? When was he hired? There was an interview or something with him.
Right, yes.
There was nothing on our website.
That's not what we're going in to discuss, and that happened at a previous meeting.
A previous open meeting?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm so sorry.
That's all right.
Hear it. Okay.
Seconded by Lokes on the motion. Lokes.
Yes.
Yes. I make a motion to return from executive session at 6:45.
Seconded by Lauks on the motion. Lauks.
Yes.
Lang.
Yes. We don't have any business to discuss, so I make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Second.
Seconded by Lauks on the motion. Lang.
Yes.
Lauks.
Yes.
Thank you all.